Well, that was a very good win for us. Obviously, we knew we needed to win coming in here. It's never easy. I can't say enough about our football team and our guys, just the way they just keep playing and making big plays and key moments at the game in the game. So, you know, offensively, start off rough. Really, our story in the first half was I think it was 0-for-6 here in the third down. Didn't handle the pressure versus our big personnel run game. Got away from it and opened things up in the second half, and I thought offensively played very well. Defense, key stops. The one there in the fourth quarter with a little over 5 minutes when they took the ball, and the big stop there in overtimes too. So special teams, we've been doing a lot of good things. Had the fake, you know, the fake punt there to extend the first drive. You know, then we went down and scored on, and then had the big return there at the end for a great field position before our last regulation drive. So a lot of good things today, finding different ways to win. That's what you have to do. That's what good teams do. We're excited to get out of here with a win, but we're, you know, more excited to keep playing, moving on, and have an opportunity this coming week against Carolina. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, what happened on the fourth down play? It looked like it was a broken play, but couldn't really make out what happened. Keeping the ball, but it seemed like a lot of confusion in the backfield.
Well, there's so many positive things that happened out there today. You know, I was obviously playing it. The execution wasn't there, so it was a fake off of a run that we had set up earlier in the game. So, and just the execution wasn't quite right.
So, Mike, kind of how Brett's been able to execute late in games now here for the last few. It's not just today, but.
Well, his instincts and awareness, you know, in particular when he has to extend plays is exceptional. I mean, he's always played that way. You can see that all the way back in college, you know, where he steps out of, you know, sacks and made some key plays with his feet. But I thought he did a heck of a job. You know, he got to run and manage a wide-open offense. So it was the first time we really cut it loose like that, and he did a heck of a job. Did a heck of a job. So we were bouncing in and out of personnel groups, primarily sub offense, you know, because they stay with their base defense and normal D&D, and we were able to take advantage of it. And, you know, I thought he plays his best football when the game's on the line, and you can't teach that. So he's a winner.
Like in the last drive, were you being aggressive by throwing, or were you just taking what they were giving you at that point?
Talking about overtime?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're trusting your information, you know, based on how they were playing and, you know, their base and the single pressures that he's bringing, you know, a lot of, you know, dog zone, fire zone pressures. So just trying to take advantage of the matchups we felt we had in the perimeter. But, hell, we're trying to score. You know, we really did last play. We're trying to get the first down, but just trying to keep the, you know, keeping it manageable down distance. And I think we took a shot play there at the high red area early in that drive. But, you know, it's just about execution and getting the ball, you know, out on the perimeter. I think, you know, also had a couple runs in there.
Your mindset is touchdown.
Well, take as many plays as we need to touchdown is the mindset, you know. So, obviously, we had a mark on Mason. We had to win, so we were clearly in field goal range. I think the mark at 37, if we needed it, you know, if we had to have it, was the mark. So, we were clearly inside of that. So, it was just being smart with the play calls. And most importantly, Brett Hundley did a great job managing the game right there.
Is that big return from Trevor Davis one of the reasons you've stuck with him, despite maybe some questionable decision-making back there?
Definitely. I mean, you know, it's just a young guy with opportunity in the wind. I think it got him on those two there. You know, the ball just kind of died down, you know, going in that direction. But frankly, you know, him and I had a talk earlier in the week, and I told him he's the guy. I mean, he's been on the cusp of breaking out. He's right there. I mean, he breaks tackles, and he has the ability to finish it, as you can see, as he did on that last return. That's, you know, one of five, you know, huge plays in the game that put us in position to win the game and ultimately win the game. So, yeah, I'm a big believer and fan of Trevor's.
Mike, on the challenge on the Browns' third down there, were you pretty confident that was incomplete, or because the replay was kind of slow? And then, I mean, just
a combination of both. I mean, obviously, it was a little over 2 minutes here, so you have one timeout. So, you know, it's the risk reward's clearly worth it, even if you don't have a good view of it on the sideline. The ball was clearly moving. You know, I know I saw that. Even the one official talking to him, the ball was moving, but he didn't think it hit the ground. So it was a smart challenge. Information from the box and sideline was the challenge. So it was a good game management. Look forward to reading about it in the paper.
What's your expectations for Aaron Rodgers this week? Do you expect him back?
We love Aaron Rodgers, but I will not answer any questions about him today. This is about winning the game, and he's still in a medical situation. And as soon as we have the information, we will try to get it to you.
Was there something that Cleveland's defense, or that you saw on their tape, so to speak, that you didn't think the read option using Brett's legs would be? I mean, that was something that seemed to be really effective last week. It was basically non-existent today. Was that on purpose?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it's non-existent. We ran a dive play off of that action numerous times. So, you know, when you have that element, you know, it really, you know, stresses the fit of the run defense. So it was evident. It was in the game plan. So, had it called at one point, but the injury to Lance took me back out of it on that break. So, I mean, but yeah, it's a part of how we play with Brett.
Do you go into the game thinking, because in the first quarter there you had the fake punt and then you went for it on fourth down, do you go in thinking we're going to do this kind of thing early, or is that just spur of the moment down the distance?
Probability, risk assessment, it's all part of your game planning. You know, the call on the fake punt was, you know, there's other variables in there that you look at on when you're going to call it. I didn't jump up in a team meeting and say we're going to fake the first punt that, you know, today. That wasn't the plan. Where we were on the field on fourth down, you know, momentum, what he was giving me defensively, you know, it was more of a confidence. And frankly, the fourth down later in the game was a product of what we'd done earlier in the game as far as the run that we were trying to take advantage of. So it was a deceptive off that run.
Mike, can you talk about just what Jamal Williams meant to this offense once again today?
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun watch young guys grow up quickly and take advantage of their opportunities. But Jamal's a heck of a football player. I like to come up with a nicer way to compliment him. He you know, he jumped out from the get-go of that class, those three guys, and you know, he obviously was injured, but he's done an excellent job. You know, I like the way he plays on third down because that's always the threshold that these young guys have to get over. You know, but the combination of him and Aaron, and we got to get Devontae Mays out there at some point too. So, very happy with those guys.
Did you consider a field goal on that fourth and one at all?
Yes, it's part of thinking. But you know, as I've said, you know, earlier, you know, there's some plays leading up to that set that play up, and so the execution wasn't there. But hey, that's football. There's a lot of time left. I think there was about 7-8 minutes in the third quarter. So, yeah, I was confident the way we were moving the football.
The fourth and two, right after you got pinned back in the fourth quarter with about 5 minutes, you end up punting. You made the decision to punt. What was, you know, your thought process?
You gotta trust your defense. You know, timeouts. I mean, it's all part of it. I mean, that's the right play. They were on the wrong side of the 50. You know, because then it gets to a 2-score game. So the risk was too high there to go for it, in my opinion.
On the play that tied it up at the end of regulation, when after Humley's down at the one, basically, you have two play calls there. I mean, they did a great job getting up to the line, ready for the clock to be wound, et cetera. Is that a case of, like, if that's incomplete, do you have another call already on?
I mean, you know, good thing with the review, we had plenty of time to you know, communicate. You know, we obviously did a 10-second runoff from 31 to 21. The call was the way it was built. You know, we were fine. I wasn't really worried about getting caught for the next one. But if you do the clock, you know, because it was first down, the clock play would have been the second down play. So, but yeah, I thought the communication, our players are particularly the experienced guys, that they just do such a great job communicating. So over communicating at times, but that's good.
Run the ball on first down right after the 10-second runoff, if you wanted.
You could, you know, if you looked at defense, you know, he was trying to tempt us, you know, because he gave us 2-shell with a bunch of line moving up front. So, but you know, we had plenty of time to talk about the call, and really, when you get into those run pass option type plays, there's always a, you know, a stress point. You know, you play the high side of a matchup or so forth, and as you can see, Brett and Devontae got that done.